proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. Beginning today, we look at the covenants that God made with the human race. Over the course of history, God dealt with mankind in various ways. Sometimes he made covenants with individuals or with specific groups. The Bible contains the details of such agreements. A covenant differs from a contract. While the contract functions as a legally enforceable agreement between two or more entities, a covenant involves two or more parties promising to perform certain specified actions. A contract provides for some form of recompense made by one party for an action undertaken by another party to the contract. A covenant need not contain such a condition. Those who enter into contractual relationships rely upon man-made laws to enforce such agreements. Those who make covenants with others, on the other hand, do not have recourse to legal remedies. For example, a breach of promise to enter into marriage, which used to be a legally binding arrangement. A breach of promise to enter into marriage does not, in our day at least, does not carry legal penalties for its violation. Why did God choose to enter into covenants with people rather than contracts? He understood that, quote, "the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked," unquote, as noted in Jeremiah chapter 17. As the author of Ecclesiastes put it, quote, "God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions," unquote. God also knew that even if an individual might have intended to follow through on any commitments he might have made to God, human weakness might render that person incapable of doing so. Paul acknowledged his own frailty in this matter, according to the 7th chapter of the book of Romans. The apostle wrote that, quote, "I find then a law that, when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members," unquote. Another reason why God did not make contracts with men relates to enforceability. God himself serves as the ultimate source of all authority, all legitimate authority. To whom could God appeal for redress if a contracting party failed to carry out obligations made to God? God's covenants with mankind all originate with him, God. These agreements can be unilateral, covenants whereby God undertook to perform a certain action or series of actions without the need of any reciprocity by the other party to that covenant. Covenants could also be conditional. That is to say, God's execution of a divine promise depended upon the response of the other party to that covenant. God made a number of covenants, as recorded in the Bible. Some of them are unconditional. Others have conditions attached. Yet all of them relate to some tangible benefit, which God undertook to provide. Each of God's covenants contained the time element, which meant that the arrangements in that covenant would exist only for a certain length of time and would expire at a certain time. Over the next few lessons, we will look at the covenants God made with man in the Bible. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.